podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Well, so here's what's the haps. Our little boy Reed, he's four, so he's still pretty clingy. He doesn't really want to go with anybody else to do any other things, which kind of sucks because I need a break. But that aside, Nicole's mom said, you know what we're going to do since he doesn't want to go camping with us this summer? We're going to bring the camper to you. So what they want to do is they want to load up their camper in the old pick-em-up truck and come to my house and park the camper in the driveway for the weekend and do driveway camping. I'm sorry, I'm not on board with this. One, I think it's ridiculous. Just give him another year and go regular camping. And two, I'm going to look like a total redneck idiot in the neighborhood with a camper parked in my driveway with the lawn chairs out around it and a fake little fire pit and an umbrella.
Oh, tell me there's AstroTurf.
I'm sure there'll be an AstroTurf rug that is rolled out on the driveway.
I'm going to come over and say to you, Clark, yes, that there's an RV.
Indeed it is. In my driveway.
Don't you have neighbors that have toilet bowls as flower pots in their front yard?
That was one neighbor a couple years ago.
That's been removed.
Yeah, you fit in.
It's been removed.
Don't you want Reed to be able to have a sleepover and not call you guys at midnight homesick saying come pick
me
up?
Sure, yeah. That's
this is a good place
to get him out of the house for a little while.
A lot of people have campers in their driveway.
Yeah, but they're storing them. I feel like if you set up a camper and you're setting up a campsite right in your driveway, you just look desperate.
That sounds so
weird,
fun, Jeremy.
Can I ask a deeper question?
No.
Kind of philosophical? I'm going to. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. If you want to be a sissy Nancy girl and not answer it.
All right.
But why do you care so much about what other people think?
I don't know. I just
think
want to kind of keep up appearances
that.
In the neighborhood. And I'm kind of the guy that waggles my finger at everyone else in the neighborhood doing the wrong thing. So I have to hold myself to a higher standard.
As Emily just pointed out, you've got neighbors who keep
that
toilets.
That was years ago, and I took care of it. I called the county, and it's since been removed.
So what you're telling us...
I'm the guy
us,
who calls the county on other people. I don't want to be having a camper in my driveway.
Right, you don't want to have any fun. You just want to sit there and judge others.
Yes.
Great.
I think it would be
it
a
It smacks
blast.
Me of the people that buy these big old boats, and then they park them on the side of their house, and then they have friends and family over, and they sit in the boat all weekend drinking.
I want to do that.
We were invited.
That's stupid.
We were invited to do that by a listener who said we could come over,
right,
sit in his boat on his driveway,
indeed,
and drink beer.
I right, politely declined.
And wave at the neighbors who walk by.
I will go to a bar and do that.
No, why not sit in the sun? And it's just so ridiculous because you're like, hey, you guys want to go in the boat? And here in Colorado, landlocked Colorado, you're like, yeah. And you're
right, you should have bought a boat in the first place.
We are coming up in a couple of weeks on your 11th anniversary on this show.
Yeah.
So I've worked with you for 11 years.
Jeez.
And I can honestly say
settle down,
that in those 11 years, you are no less puckered today than you were when you were kind of a 25-year-old.
Yeah, I kind of am. I walk the line. I obey the law. I obey the HOA rules. The county rules.
No, you're puckered.
Jeremy.
There's no HOA being violated here, and you're just puckered about that kind of stuff. And why do you worry so much about what other people
think? I don't
know.
I just want to be the do-gooder in the neighborhood.
It's
doing right. That's keeping a clean house. I don't want the eyesore in the neighborhood.
You
and a camper and parked, an old camper parked in my driveway for the weekend. Total eyesore.
No, it's not. You said other people have campers, and if they're inside the camper, no one's going to be able to tell.
But
you're in there
not,
having
they're
a good
be
time.
They're going to be out running around the camper.
Girl, you need to let that blonde hair down.
Girl.
If some of our listeners would like to sound off on a couple of things here. One, talking to Jeremy about the beauties of camping out in your driveway. Or, and
there's
this is
beauties,
what I like, yes. And the other thing I like is for people to call in and share with you of how they used to be puckered. And what it is that they used to care about what people thought about them, but how they don't anymore.
And that guy that owns the boat that invited us out, will you call back so we can get your address,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, we never heard back from him, did we?
Right, I want to wear a little captain's hat. I want to stand like a sailor.
You're not convincing me here.
Jeremy, you need to have more fun.
I learned this morning through a YouTube video how to create a portable air conditioner with one of those styrofoam coolers,
yeah,
and a fan and two like air conditioning vents, and
oh,
how you can create your own build yourself air conditioner.
Seems classy.
With a styrofoam cooler, which I want to put in the little RV, the
right,
little camper.
Yeah, that yes, seems pretty classy, man.
You are just, you need to come down to the rest of the world's level from up there.
No,
you need to come
I'll
have
soar
fun
with
us.
The eagles, man. I want to flock with the
no,
turkeys.
Here's my on the phone.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, Mike. Talk to this boy, will you?
Yeah, all right. So first of all, I mean, the fact of the matter is, yeah, the camper's out in the driveway, but think of the kids. If you take him out in the woods, don't you think he's going to be like, hey, I want TV or I want something to eat, and then you don't got to go and drive, 50 miles outside of the campsite to go get something to eat. It's right at your house. You can cook.
Well, usually pack food in camping, don't you?
I know, but his point is that if your son kind of flips out a little bit, he's only going to run like 30 feet to be back into his comfort zone.
Well, eliminate the middle, man, and just stay in the house and stay home. You know, the camper is unnecessary then. If he's hungry, he's just at home.
But then you're just taking the experience of camping away from the kid.
That's not an experience of camping in your driveway.
It is. It's a baby step.
It's not an experience of camping.
It's a baby step.
No. Not when you can run in and turn on the TV and get a snack. That's not camping. That's not an experience of camping.
We have to train them.
There needs to be bears. If we bring in some bears and some chipmunks, then maybe.
Mike, thanks for the call. Have a fun
baby
weekend,
steps. All right, little bears, not big bears, just little bears.
You know, first of all, it's hard for me to have this argument with you because I'm not a camper anyway.
That's what I'm thinking. You're schooling me on, you know, but you live in a gated community.
Right, I do.
You avoid your neighbors.
No.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
But he knows how to have fun,
just
Jeremy.
Just that one. There's just the one neighbor that I avoid. Uh-huh. No, it's not about the camping. It's about the whole stepping out. Here's the thing, and this is maybe a little lesson as we go into the weekend for people, and for guys who are listening. This is a message for guys. Guys are generally the most puckered about this kind of stuff, especially in their 20s and their 30s. And how many old guys do you know in your life who are at that stage where they just don't care what anybody thinks about anything? They say stuff that's inappropriate out in public. They don't care. They wear clothes out that they've just mm-hmm. given up caring.
And everybody talks about them behind their back.
No.
About how
secretly,
horrible they are.
Secretly, people are envious that these guys, and they're saying whatever they want with no repercussions. So I'm telling you, there comes a time when you start making that shift. Because in our 20s and our 30s, we're very puckered. But by the time we start getting into your 40s and then definitely your 50s, you start loosening up. It's like, I really don't care what people think anymore.
That's my dad.
I can't wait for that day.
All of his friends, and they are a blessed. And here's the other thing I want to bring up. You say, you know, like, oh, I'm not going to do this because what are people going to think of me? Why do you think that people are so concerned with you that they are going to sit around and gossip because you're so important?
That's what neighbors do. Neighbors gossip because I gossip about my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because you are kind of a girly man.
Listen, let's bottom line it. It's going to happen anyway because my wife said so. It's happening, friends.
Right.
So all this whining for nothing. She laid down the law.
Are you going to camp out in the camper with your mother?
Hell no, man. Be inside.
He's going to dress up like a bear.
Air conditioning.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.